This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Last week started out rough for the bond market with ISM non-manufacturing coming in higher than expected, not just at the headline level, but perhaps more importantly at the employment and price level. Markets were already trading into weaker territory, but that kicked the selling into higher gear and took 10-year yields up near their recent ceiling of 4.19%. The rest of the week was really fairly sideways, despite a slew of Fed speakers saying the same old stuff. If we had to bullet point their various comments, pretty much every Fed speaker has said some version of the following. First, inflation has been coming down nicely, but we'd like to see it come down a bit more. In outright terms, year over year, it's still too high. Second, the strong economy and strong labor market give us room and time to wait to cut rates. Bullet point number three, we do see ourselves probably cutting rates this year if the economy and prices evolve as expected. But bullet point four, we're not in as much of a hurry as the market thought we were when it comes to making those cuts. And in any event, bullet point five, we remain highly data dependent. At least one Fed speaker said something that was slightly different than the others, but not something I think the others would disagree with. Basically saying that the challenge with inflation right now is that its decline has not been broad-based. In other words, goods deflation is offsetting services inflation that remains too high. If we were just looking at services, we would be quite a ways away from rate cut conversations. And it's only because of goods deflation that we're even having the conversation. So what sectors are the Fed most focused on? Probably that would be core services, something they continue to mention, as well as shelter, which is a key driver of the core services component. Apart from Fed speakers and the ISM data, there really wasn't much else going on last week. We did have Treasury auctions. They were fairly uneventful. In fact, one could say relatively strong, but that strength came courtesy of the weakness earlier in the week and late last week. In other words, the higher Treasury yields go, the easier it is for the market to facilitate a strong auction process. No other significant economic data. Jobless claims were close to forecast on Thursday, and then a little bit of confusion for some on Friday morning because there were headlines surrounding CPI, the Consumer Price Index, but these had to do with the annual revisions to the CPI seasonal adjustment factors, and those resulted in an unchanged month-over-month core reading for the last report in December. A slightly higher headline reading, but not one that resulted in significant market movement. Bonds ended the week having attacked or bounced off that 4.19 ceiling a few times, not all the way up at 4.19, but close enough to say that yields are pushing up against 2024 ceiling. And it seems inevitable that we will have a showdown with that ceiling tomorrow morning, after the actual CPI data comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Yet again, the market is expecting the core month-over-month number at 0.3%. It has been 0.3 several times recently, and that seems to be a level that has been hard to break. This goes all the way back to November. We have been under that level at least once in October, but in general, 0.3 has been the number to beat. It goes without saying that if we were to see 0.2 or lower, it should bode well for rates. At the very least, it should help rates move down from that 4.19 ceiling. And if we were to see a reading of 0.4 or higher, it almost certainly implies a break above the 4.19 ceiling. Of course, there are other market movers to consider, but not many that are more important than CPI or the big jobs report. Really, other than CPI, it's the jobs report and the Fed, and we're waiting about a month until we get the next jobs report and almost a month and a half until the next Fed announcement. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.